Writing.
Alex, your beard looks good today. I don't know why.
Well,
No,
thank you, Ash.
no. Legit, to be fair, I'd agree.
Fuck, I
Both of
gotta.
your beards look fucking. I think I'm just having a bit of beard envy. I
There you
just got the
go.
neck. I got
Cause,
the neck shit going, which means
bro, my
I'm
shit's not
test.
even. I'm getting a haircut this week. My shit's not even like. It's all like, just. It's not groomed. It's not trimmed or anything.
You're not used to derma blade, no.
No, I don't use one. No, I just wait until I get a cut.
Nah, I try and I need to go over mine again. But I
Yeah, no,
derma blade my
I'm
shit every 2 days.
looking,
Same
I'm
amount of
looking
time
rough,
like
scraggly.
when I shave my dick and that, like I do it at the
Huh?
How long have we been recording? What,
Bro,
not even a
what?
minute? Has dick's been mentioned?
Bro.
You know what? I listened to the obviously listened to the last pod back while I watched it, bro. That shit was funny. Did you see the clip? Oh, actually, don't really use Twitter like that, I don't think, but
No, I'm on
I seen
Twitter.
the
I
clip.
don't fucking post, but I'm always on there. But
Yeah,
yeah,
you see the
I ain't seen the
shit.
clip. I didn't see the clip. I saw it, but I couldn't
Oh,
because I was doing. I was recording all day today. And I still got to still record after this
I've
call.
got a list here. Like, so this is the list. I don't know if you'll be able to read it if it's like
Man,
legible.
man's posted it up. You just.
No, you can't see
Nah,
that.
nah. What's the list?
So it's the clips I need to go through. So, Zap's drunk texts Ash, why
I
people
seen that
say the
clip.
N-word, and then a clip of 79 minutes in. I've not actually looked at it
I
yet.
feel like in the clip you posted recently, I didn't get to watch it, but I think I just saw myself talking and I was like, oh shit, what did I fucking say? The one clip I put up, right, was fucking hilarious to me. And I put it in our chat too. I was like, death is inevitable. Like, I'm just spewing bullshit. And I just see Ash like this. I just see him like this, just out of nowhere, like. I just see him like this.
I think
Dog, it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
can't remember
Bro,
who was. Go on,
I'm
go
not
on.
that funny, but visually, I guess it gets Dog, that
people
shit
going.
was fucking hilarious, bro.
That's it, that's it. I was speaking to someone about this. I can't remember who though. It might have been Brit when we were talking about the show we're doing on Saturday. And I said, like, the great thing about podcasts, and I watch a lot of podcasts and listen to a lot of podcasts, as you know, is like there's the chemistry and everyone has a role. And like, so I was talking about us, and I was like, Zaps will always say some funny shit that then inspires the rest of us to react to it. Ash
Right.
will always pull a face that will make us react or gain a reaction. And he also mediates, he brings like a level headiness to the pod. And then
Yeah.
I'm the one that probably says the outrageous shit that's probably going to gain the reaction that then, Zaps and Ash bounce off. Like everyone has a role. And
True.
everyone has said no one has reactions like Ash. Like everyone I've
No
spoke to,
way. That's
everyone,
fucking
and I mean
hilarious.
it, everybody that I speak to go like Ash's reactions, like
Did he say anything good about me? No, I'm playing. I'm joking. I'm gonna shut up, bro. I'm joking. I'm
no,
joking.
you are the funny one on the pod. Everyone says that. Everyone I speak to about the pod, everyone says you're the funny one.
I appreciate everyone.
But I've said it, bro. I
Yeah,
said it.
Daddy spoke to like two people, Zaps. Don't worry Yeah,
about
okay,
it.
kid. He can say the same to you too, though.
Yeah, I
Pretty
don't mind
fucking
that he spoke
retarded.
to two people about that shit.
Are your
Nah,
monitors
I
on
think I'll
today?
check it out.
Are your monitors on today?
I'm so glad the speech lessons are working.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, kid.
More drunk texts this week, Ash?
This man found his power button on his monitors. Now you can actually see the enemies.
Alex literally couldn't
I'm
say that
speaking
sentence.
clearly. I don't know, like, turn up the volume on your fucking headset or clean out the earwax, kid. I don't know what to
Bro.
tell you.
Oh,
Alex,
shit.
this is a literal podcast, bro. This isn't about me and you right now, but you's a bum. Drunk text. Wait, who did I drunk text?
No, you
Who?
got a drunk text
Bro, I didn't text
from
Zaps,
Zaps last
bro.
week.
Oh, from Zaps? Bro, that was
No,
last
he,
we okay, all
this
right.
man,
First
this
off,
man,
we
this
talked about
man.
that last podcast.
I'm just
This
asking
is
if there's
this
been any
podcast.
more. I'm just
This is what I'm
asking.
talking about, but I'm already getting started. This is what I'm talking about. Why are we pushing? We talked about that last. I'm
It's
leaving.
because in the pod world, it's called a callback. It's what
It was
professionals
cool. Yeah,
do.
Alex isn't a
Just
professional. This man literally
saying.
yawns and eats on fucking podcasts, I'm not eating, bro. Who says I'm eating? I'm not eating
bro.
anything.
Guys, speaking of, we were speaking about beards, actually. Fucking, have any of you taken a testosterone test? Your I
T
did.
levels are at?
I did. Well, if we're talking, we're just talking about me and you, because if we're talking about that, we'll have to talk about estrogen tests.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
I took one way back when I used to take steroids. I had to go to the doctors and take my test to make sure that there was no like long-term effects.
Oh, but you haven't
I
taken one like recently.
no, and that was like 8 years ago or
Dude,
so.
I feel as, I mean, obviously, because, you know, it just happens, but like, I feel as though you'll physically feel like you'll have like low testosterone. Because I read into that, because, like, you know, I get into like rabbit holes of shit. And it's funny because Ash mentioned
No.
like testosterone
Like
tests,
fixations. Great
fixations.
callback. Great callback again, just saying.
Zaps, my boy. Are you streaming, bruv? Fancy me a tea party, mate. I can go to the corner store and get
Bro,
me
can
some
you get to the point
snacks.
of shut the fuck up?
Nah, bro, I don't care no more. I don't even know why we're talking about beards. You don't fucking have one. Barely. Anyways,
Well done. Bravo.
I was reading about testosterone like symptoms and shit, and they're like, oh, like extreme fatigue and shit like that, and like your balls will shrink and shit. I'm
Hairline
like,
grows
hey.
back.
I'm like, hey, yo. I mean, it's genetics, kid. I don't know what to tell you. So, three brothers. I have like 20 uncles, all bald. So, I don't know what to tell you. So, there you go.
There
You're
you
so fucking weird,
go.
bro.
There you
You're
go.
so fucking
Hold
weird.
that. I think this is a great little segue to say, if you want to see what we're reacting to right now, go to YouTube Real Talk
Bro.
TMGC in your search bar. It'll come straight up.
This guy's a straight weirdo, bro. I don't know what's wrong with
I
him.
just like the fact he's got these on deck. Like, these
No,
are
man.
ready to
Man
go.
said I can't grow a beard. Beard looks good with this background. You can clearly see it.
Bro, I don't know, man. I'll start calling you patches over there. Holy shit.
You like
Jesus
being
Christ,
stuffed, huh?
bro. Hey, call me when this connects right here.
Oh,
Call me
yay,
when this
yo. Yeah,
connects right
call
here,
me.
okay?
Call me when this isn't you on every Friday, Chief.
You fucking bum.
Don't worry about it. How's your gym crush, Alex?
She's doing great.
When's the last time you saw her?
Thursday?
Yeah,
Wednesday?
no, you didn't
I
see
don't
her last
remember.
week because she ain't been there for 3 weeks
I honestly don't remember.
because
We
she left
went.
after you stared at her too long when she was
I
standing
didn't
right
stay.
next
No,
to
no,
you.
no, no,
When she was
no, no,
standing right next
no.
to you, after you used the machine, and you went, good day.
It's funny how
I'ma just stay quiet. I'm loving this right now.
listen, I'm not fucking Johnny Bravo with women, but Ash himself admitted that he doesn't get bitches either. So
I said
why
I
is he
don't get
treating me
bitches
like that?
now, which is actually quite evident, seeing as I have a beautiful girlfriend. Whereas you have you in your hand, which was a va lovely Valentine's Day. How was that going for you?
Lovely Valentine. Bro, I think you need to take some hymns for like beard growth, bro. No bullshit. Like, I don't know. Call me when this connects right here, buddy.
Call me when you
Call me
can
when
get some pussy.
you can do this, okay? Call me when you can do this, okay?
I might not be able to do this, but at least I can touch the kitty. You know what I mean?
Good for you.
You're fucking calling
Good
me.
for
You're
you. You
drunk.
want cool
You
points?
got. You're so afraid of women. You have to drunk call me at
You want cool
four
points?
a.m., bro.
You want cool points?
These hoes are different, bro. I can't talk to no one.
You want cool points? I never said that, but okay.
You didn't
You
say
want
that,
cool?
Zaps. Say on God, you didn't say that. Say
You
on
want
God that
cool?
you
You
say
want
on God. You
cool
said that
points?
these women
You
aren't
fucking
different
bum,
now. And you can't fucking speak to him. Say that. Say on
bro. And
God.
you weren't agreeing. We were just talking about the generation we were in.
I didn't agree. Oh my God, Zaps.
Like, what are you talking about?
This man, Deli, bro. This man. Get your boys. Get your boy, Deli. Get your boy.
Like, who is this kid?
I'm staying out of this right now. I feel like we're a step away from things escalating. Like Zaps is doing a
Okay.
lot of this right now. Zaps is doing a lot of that. Like, Zaps low-key wants to fight Ash
I'm a
right
evil
now.
villain, bro. P
Yo, Zaps,
broadcasted.
who you got? Who you got between you and Ash? Who's
What?
if it escalated, do you think you could take Ash?
Bro, yeah, no, I don't fear anyone. I think I could take Ash. And obviously he's gonna think differently, but
Ash might be one of them, like, you know what Zaps could
bro,
pop
I don't
you.
fear, listen, no, on a real note, like not even this is not even directed towards Ash. Like on a real note, like I don't fear no man, bro. I'm sorry. I don't.
That's
Like
like crazy.
I'm
You're
not choosing.
crazy.
No, listen, I'm not like, all right. MMA fighters are box and boxers are different. I'm going to get fucked up. I'm not gonna pick a fight with those dudes. Like, you must
Bro.
be crazy. But like a regular person, like a guy that's like at a bar and he like tries to pick a fight or some shit, like I'm not gonna be like,
This is how I know you've never been punched in the
I
face.
was just about my argument was like
I've been punched in the face, but okay. All
In
right.
primary school?
Yes, in school. Yes,
Yeah,
in school.
exactly. So you've never been punched in the face.
My
How?
argument.
Okay. Wait. So I got punched in school, but that doesn't count. That's not a punch, bro. This makes no
In
sense. But
primary
okay.
school, in the first years of your life, you think anyone knows how to throw a punch properly? Do you fucking hear yourself when you speak, or does the ADHD and the fixations just take over? Like, what's happening?
Bro, if you get hit in the face, you get hit in the face.
No.
No,
I think Ash's point is there's a big difference between getting hit in sixth grade and
or
getting
getting
punched by a
hit in.
girl, being punched by a grown man at 25.
Bro.
Or woman.
Okay.
Because if anybody who knows like how to throw a punch, like they'll hurt you if you don't know how to throw a punch or properly
All right, and
defend.
if they know how to throw a punch, whether they know how or they don't, it's like I'm not
If they
still
know
not.
how to throw a punch, if they know how or don't.
This is starting off a little bit
I don't know.
spicy.
So yeah, this turned into the savior show, bro. Hold on. First off, right? I love how all this talk about me being fixated, and this man literally just comes off on me strong in the podcast,
What
like
does that have to do
not
with
even
fixations, buddy?
10 minutes in, and
What
this
does that have
man's
to do with
already talking
fixations,
about me,
buddy?
bro.
Why are
It's
you
like,
bringing two separate topics into the
no,
chat
bro,
room?
you're bringing that up.
You just said
You brought it up earlier.
I love this.
Bro,
This podcast is one of my favorite parts of the
you
week.
literally
One of my
brought up the
highlights of the
chart
week.
earlier. You brought it up first earlier, bro. Are
Was
you fucking
deadly, bro,
stupid?
you dumbass. It's spinning it back around, though. Like,
I
the
just
only.
I
My,
it's always just focused on me. Like
because you're the
now
stars,
it's getting
apps.
fucking annoying.
Because
Now
you're
it's
the
just getting
star.
annoying.
Because you're the stars, apps. Because you're the
Nah, bro,
star.
it's like it's random as fuck.
Because we've got the two brothers on. That's what it is. You two argue like siblings. And then I feel like I'm like the friend that's been asked to come around and play
Oh
Monopoly. And then I just
my
get to watch
God.
these two brothers beef
Oh,
while
I'm
they
gonna
argue
throw
over who
up.
gets Pall Mall.
Oh my God.
The only thing I would say about the not fearing anyone is I think you've got to be smart. I like if I see a Don and I think he could suplex me into next year, I'm gonna make sure if I'm gonna fight him that I've got like four man there with me. Like I ain't about to fight any man who's like 6'6" and built like an NFL linebacker. Like
This man
I ain't
said,
fighting
I
that Don.
fear no man,
I mean,
Deli. Oh my
no. I mean, fair to
God.
it, he might feel like that. I'm just saying as someone who's
Okay, I
had a
can't. All
few
right, so
scraps.
I can't feel as though I
No, you
don't
can.
hurt your head.
You
Like
can.
What I'm
just like
saying
I
is,
can say I
so why
feel
are
like
you
you've never been
like I
punched in the
don't
face.
understand,
No, I'm
bro.
just giving
Like
my
whatever.
opinion. Like I'm the kind of guy. Like I've had a handful of fights in my life. I'm the kind of Don that would like look at a linebacker and go, "Do you know what, bro? You can slap my girl's ass. I'm gonna leave. Call my boys, and then I'm gonna spin back around when I've got five other guys with me." Like,
You know when to charge it to the game. Like you
he's just
can
gonna charge me, bro.
you can assess the situation and be like,
Yeah,
yeah, actually.
and the thing is, I'm gonna be a pussy, and I'm gonna call my boys, and then we're gonna pack this guy out when, like, that's when I'm gonna spin back around. But I ain't, yeah, s 7 foot tall NBA fucking guy. I ain't fighting him. He's gonna fucking give me one of those Braun Strowman boots, like WWE reference, a few zaps.
You good? Let's talk about something else.
This is why you're gonna watch this pod. This is why you're gonna watch this pod.
Bro, I'm dead ass about to leave. Like now, I'm in no mood for yoga. I'm dead ass. Like no, I'm.
Saps, it's the boys. This is what people do. This is what people do. We're the
God,
boys.
bro, it's like it just starts and it's automatically just on me and it's about me, bro.
Oh
It's
my
annoying at this
God,
point.
there's three people on this pod, kid. Stop being a victim. Woof. Anyway, welcome everybody to the 11th
Yo, we hadn't even done
episode of the
the
podcast. We got your boy.
intro. Delimit 18.
Yeah,
That
there you
guy,
go.
TMGC's very own. We've also got my boy.
Enraged Nidashi, aka Ash, aka The One. And finally, we got
Savior.
Savior Lisp, Savior Zaps, Zesty Zaps.
The
Oh
kid.
man,
We got the
the
kid.
kid, we got the kid, we got the boy. Oh
Fashion
my
designer,
God.
entrepreneur, streamer, content creator, and the star of the Real Talk podcast. He's excited to be here. Right, so Diddy did some bullshit. Diddy did some bullshit. All right, also, I'll wait. This is what I really wanted to talk about, but we'll wait.
What did oh Diddy oh
Diddy
holy
did some
shit
bullshit. Bad Boy's very own. We talk about Real Talk's very own. We're going to talk about Bad Boy's very own.
oh my
The
God
guy who
man
apparently created Biggie Smalls. The guy who apparently did some bullshit. It leaked to this week. Have we seen it? Have we seen the allegations? Have we heard the recording of him and Meek Mill?
I haven't seen the allegations. All I've seen is
Oh.
the memes of Meek Mill, and I'm dying.
Bro, have you heard the recording? They say it's AI generated, so I'm praying because Dreams and Nightmares has a whole new meaning to it now.
Oh my God, Antonio Brown tweeted, I think, the football player with CTE. He was
Yeah.
like, "What was that song really about, Meek?
Bro, so I
What
was
was
on
the
this.
voicemail? Or what was the voice recording?"
It was right. I'm gonna say I don't believe it's true. I believe it's AI generated, and that's what's scary about it. Best cat dad ever. Nice. It's got to be AI generated, but my ears have never been the same because I'm a massive Meek fan since like the early mixtape, since like the battle rap and shit, like way back.
Shout out Philly,
Bro, shout out Philly.
my hometown.
And Meek is that guy. Like, I don't give a shit. I fuck it. I fuck with Meek heavy. But it's a recording of him getting clapped up.
Why would that? What? Wait, it's a recording or a video?
No, it's a recording.
Why would there just be a recording of that?
Because it's apparently a leak. Like, whether they've taken the recording from a video or whether, like, because they were in the studio, apparently.
Hmm.
So maybe it was like they left like the recording equipment on or some shit like that. I don't know. But it sounds real, but
Yo, me getting clapped. Was me doing the clapping or getting clapped?
now they say that Diddy was clapping up guys, don't they? So I can try and read an excerpt. So this is from from Rolling Stone. So one of the people that came forward in this £30 million lawsuit, it's a 70-page filing against Diddy. So, who's the guy that's spoken out? Oh fuck! Give me 2 seconds. Zap's filling, bro. Just talk about some shit, maybe.
I'm watching a movie.
Also heard like Cat Williams did a
Cat Williams
fucking.
is a had a hell of a start to 2024.
But yeah, he did that interview on Shannon Sharp's podcast, and he was like, "Wait, did he ask you to party? You got to say no. You got to say no."
So the allegations against him are
Oh
sexual
man.
assault, physical abuse, sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking.
They were saying like, and I'm gonna fuck this up. You'd have to go to the Rolling Stone document article to read it all. But they say he was like trafficking men and women to parties and stuff like that with the.
Intention.
With the intention of basically slotting them out to his like rich like guests and stuff like that, like this Epstein thing, like it's coming out just everyone was on that type of bullshit, like so yeah, coercing men and women of various manners while holding parties, guests included young girls who were drugged and taken to the parties, like this shit is dark, like. This is kind of what the allegation was saying is that there's been all sorts of like jokes and memes made about it, but like the allegations are dark as fuck. So he said he coerced young girls by brandishing drugs and guns, and then bragging about getting away with it to his friends. But I can't remember who it was, but someone famous anyway, said that essentially he would. Regularly grab men's genitals while in the studio, get people to perform sex acts, on him and his friends. Yeah, bro, it gets dark. And then it came out that Meek Mill was one of the people named in the documentation of having performed sex acts up on Diddy. But Meats come out and obviously denied all the accusations and said none of it's true. But this is the problem, though, isn't it? Is that, and this isn't a men versus women thing, but if a woman, and we've seen it with some famous women that have come out and said that they've been abused, sort of like there was the whole Kesha thing years ago about her manager and her producers taking advantage of her and drugging her and stuff like that. But if a rapper comes out and is found to have been sexually abused or sexually harassed, his career is done. Meek can never produce another album if it's thought in the community that he's been abused. What, right?
I
The way
mean,
that Ash is trying not to smile right now.
no, I'm not trying. I'm not. I mean, like, I don't think it's the fact that he got abused that he wouldn't be able to produce an album. I think Twitter is a hellhole for shit like
Hellhole.
this. Like, you can't be on social media if shit like this comes out. And I just think as well, the association of it, the whole like Diddy thing, like, yeah, it's just a bit crazy, to be honest.
The thing is it's been known for a minute that Diddy was doing stuff like this. That like he was a fiend. Like and the gay shit, I've seen the accusations that Diddy was gay, but to this degree, and it all makes sense now because of the kind of like the way he would handle women as well. Like
Never
he
seen him handle women.
nah.
Not that I've ever like
No,
really
you've
looked
seen him
into
associate. I mean, he's got bags of kids. He's got like eight kids, I think, but like you never saw him fuck with women like that. I mean, he had what's the fucking name from City Girls, who is bad as fuck, by the way.
City Girls.
So you know City Girls?
City Girls.
You know
Oh
City,
yeah. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
the rap duo. I can't remember her name,
I don't
but
remember.
she's bad as fuck. But
He was with
yeah,
her?
she went on a talk show. This is what's crazy. She went on a talk show and essentially said she was with Diddy, that they were together seeing each other, and then Diddy must have done an interview or something on Revolt. Maybe it was a Breakfast Club or
Moment.
something like that. And he kind of just went, "Yeah, she's on the roster." She's like, "Yeah."
Damn.
He basically
Holy
said like
shit.
that he gives her money and that she's kind of like she's just there, like yeah, she's just one of them ones. Like there is something that money does to guys, I mean, like that amount of power and that amount of money, that just it seems to just turn everyone to a piece of shit. Like there's not many people out there that like that once they get to that point in their life, they don't turn into a piece of shit.
Do you think money would change you?
That's a great question. It's quite funny. I had this
And
go on.
no, I was just going to do a follow-up question of, and if so, how much money do you think it would take to change you? That was going to be the follow-up.
It's quite
If
funny you
so.
say it, because my mum asked me this the other day. I thought, because like I try and phone my mum once a week, you know, and tap in with her. And she always asks how this is going. She never listens to any of this because when I started doing this, I asked her, like, I said, please never watch any of my content. Like, my mum knows very little about my life, and she knows that as well. Like, she knows very little about my life. And she doesn't want to know. And she was like, just make sure you keep your ego in check. Like, she knows that side of me. She's like, make sure you keep. And yeah, I think as much as I wouldn't want it to, I don't think it I'd be able to stop it. Like the because everyone has that, what do they call it now? That like Achilles heel, fatal flaw, that's what I'm looking for, that flail flaw. And my fatal flaw is my ego. Like, and I think everyone knows that. Like I try to be as like humble as I can be, but I'm also very, very confident. So I think you give me that money and success, it could be a very bad day for me.
So, what is like the cash value that you think? Okay, this like now I'm too far gone. Like estimate, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Well, I think as much as like a mil is a lot of money, obviously. But
Do you think
people,
so?
it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. You could
Oh, like in the grand scheme of things, yeah, but.
this is where I'm getting to my point. A mil is a lot of money, but you could lose that in a year easily if you weren't. I think They say the first. So I was listening to a podcast the other day. They say the hardest amount of money to make in your life is the first £100,000. After you've made £100,000, if you are business savvy, you have the intention of going far in life, everything else that comes after that first £100,000 is easy. Because you can start investing, you can start getting equity on whatever you're purchasing, whether it be stocks, property, whatever. And then they said that then the first million rolls in. Once you've made £1 million, if you still have that same mindset, like the world is your oyster then. I think once you get to like £20 million, I think he said £100 million, but once you get to £20 million, life is easy as long as you keep your head. I think after £20 million, I think I will have fucked it. This is kind of why I want to get married, because I think
You think that will help you? I don't think so. I don't think there's not enough marriage, there's not enough religions to help you. Like it's universe at this point.
When I say women, I mean that woman. I mean that woman. I need to find that woman that can I need to find that woman that will stop everything.
Well,
Because they say that they say there is that woman out there, don't they? They say there's that woman that comes into your life and changes everything. I don't know. You're essentially a married man and you're incredibly settled and happy.
it's true. It's no, I'm playing. No,
It's
I do think there's like people you can. I don't think it's just women. I think it's just being around the right people can like help you develop and kind of help you change yourself for the better. You don't want to be surrounded by like yes men. You know what I
No.
mean? You want to be
We
around
had that
people that
conversation on Mars.
we did. On our streams, go to our Twitch channels, DeliMate18 and Raiden Nashi. Save your zaps.
Save
Yeah,
yourself, I'll be back at some point.
we did have that conversation.
No, I'll probably just stay
Yeah, just
quiet.
around fucking, not always constantly telling your boys. Yeah, but it's also you have to find that balance, right? Like you can't blow up someone's spot just because they're doing something wrong. You got to sit down and talk to them in a way that they'll understand. Some people need like a softer approach, and some people need like more of a not brutal, but more brutally honest approach. And it's just the way you convey that intention, because a lot of people can take it wrong. Like if I, so Deli, like for you, for example, if I take a soft approach, like, hey, I don't think what you're doing is right, like. Maybe you should you'll be like whatever. But if I'm like Deli bro, like you're fucking up a little bit because of this, you'll be like, okay, like you're not calling me a bitch, you're not fucking say you're straightforward with it. So
There's something you gotta take a sledgehammer to, and sometimes some things you just gotta take a fucking blanket to and wrap them up. Nah, I agree. Like, and I'm one of those people, like, I don't want people around me that are nice. And when I mean nice, you know what I mean though. I don't want people around because maybe it's just my background and stuff like that, but the world eats nice people up. The world eats nice people up. Like the world is a fucking I think it's George Orwell that said it, that the world's a horrible fucking, well, I didn't say fucking, the world's a horrible, dark place, but it's worth fighting for. And it is, the world is fucked, bro, the world is fucked. And we won't get into that, but like, I need people around me, like people who can handle that. Because too many times we'll see it where life gets hard and people just disappear within themselves. Like it all gets on top of them. I need people when shit gets hard and gets heavy that that's when they get out of their chair and like stand up to it. And and I need people around me that will, because I'm a big personality, so I need people around me that are gonna go like ring my phone or message me and go, "The fuck are you doing, Deli? Like the fuck, bro? Like you are really fucking up right now. Like you're a piece of shit. Like get your shit together." I need that. Like I don't need someone to like fucking rub my belly and go, "Oh, I'll be all right. Don't worry, we'll make it through. You'll make a better decision next time." No, I need when I'm making a bad decision, I need people to go, "The fuck are you doing right now?" And I
Yeah, you
think
need
I've got
that
that. Like
perspective.
you are very much like that. And I love what you said in my stream the other day when you were like you like confirmed what I said about you. You were like, "Do you know what? You're right. I can understand why people don't like me."
Yeah, 'cause I struggle to like
Read the room.
No, not even read the room. I thought I was better at communicating in different styles, but I've realized like I'm very to the point. I
Blunt.
try to figure stuff out logically, so there's not a lot of emotion behind it. So when I do end up speaking to somebody about a specific topic, or if you ask me advice, I'm just gonna give it to you. I still empathize, but I'm not saying, like, if you ask me for my advice, I'd be like, oh, just do that. And they're
Yeah.
like, yeah, but I can't. But I'm like, but why can't you? Like,
Yeah.
just do it. Like, you said you want advice. But yeah, it's something I've just realized about myself as well. And I think speaking to you, because of the way I spoke, I would have said the exact same thing to somebody else, or like 10 other
But
people.
they would have taken it completely
And
differently.
yeah, probably like seven or six of them would have taken it fine. And then the other four, I would have been like, I don't know why they're so upset about it. So
That's
yeah.
I'm the exact same. Like I struggle with empathy. Like I have zero empathy. Like I'm very much like when people start acting like a quote unquote pussy, and that's probably not the right thing to say, but fuck them. But when people start acting like a pussy, when life starts getting on top of them, I'm very much like the person that will just say like, and apologies for all the sensitive motherfuckers out there, but I'll be like, just fucking man up, bro. Like rise to the occasion. Like what are you gonna do? Like I know I've had that conversation with people. And way too many people in the streaming space who have talked to me about quitting streaming. And I'm like, what are you going to do then? Like, this is your
Yeah.
dream. It's happening. Your dream's happening. What are you going to do? Quit streaming
Yeah.
and then do what? Like, and it's the same with anything. Like, we quit streaming today, or we quit content creation, or, clothing like Zaps is doing. What are you going to do? Because you don't like your fucking job. You hate your fucking job. You hate the life you're living right now. What are you gonna do? And I equate that to everything in life. Like you quit today, or you let something get on top of you today. What are you gonna do? Like it's only gonna get worse. Like I remember, and this is a little personal, but I remember I went bankrupt coming on 2 years ago. Worst, one of the worst points in my life. It wasn't my fault that I was in that position either. I spoke about it a little bit, but someone took out £25,000 in my name. Without my knowledge. Have I not told you
Jesus,
this?
no.
Oh, we might have to talk about this. I haven't got time because it's a long story. It's a longer story. Just remind me sometime and we'll talk about
Yeah,
it.
I got you.
But someone took out £25,000 in my name. Didn't tell me about it. Someone close to me. Incredibly close to me. And because at the time, I had a lot of things going on, I didn't notice. And this is one of the things I can't really talk about, but I didn't notice the money was going out of my account. So then when I found out and I tried to handle it, they basically said there's nothing I can do about it because I'd already been paying it off. They didn't understand why I didn't notice X amount going out of my account every month. Because what it had essentially been is a consolidation loan had been taken out of my name. So
Okay.
those that don't know what a consolidation loan is, it's when you have debt in multiple places and you pull it all into one place and then you pay off the entire debt in one sum. So you pay out, say 250 quid a month. You pay out 250 quid a month. And then the people who have taken out your liquidation debt, they pay all the other people.
Right.
So anyway, they didn't understand how someone could have noticed £250 going out of their account every month. But I didn't, so I couldn't do anything. So then the debt was in my name regardless, because apparently it shows that I had knowledge of it. So essentially, I had 25 grand that I had to go bankrupt with because I couldn't pay it off. But anyway, the point of that is that was one of the worst points in my life. And it's those kind of pivotal points in your life where a lot of people just shrink within themselves and just let life get on top of them and going, this is my life now. Like, life's fucked. I'm
Yeah.
bankrupt. Like, what can I do? Because I can't do anything for the next 3 years. I can't buy a house, I can't buy a car, I can't get any I can't get a loan or take out any sort of
It fucked up your credit.
bro, you should see my fucking credit. And I'm working on that right now. Like I'm with what's it called? Is it Eureka? I don't know what the fuck it is. Either way, to increase my credit score. But my credit score right now is like 400.
Oh shit.
Yeah, bro.
Oh
Yeah.
shit.
And for those that don't know, a credit score is worked out from 1 to 999. And mine's currently 400, which is getting towards fair. It's getting close to fair. I think I might roll into fair at the end of this month. But that's 2 years of building that up.
That's pretty good though.
Bro,
I,
it's yeah.
yeah, that's that. Yeah, like, I think, listen, I can't sit there and say I fully agree. I think having like a down moment, because people always react differently. It's like, because you always have the initial reaction of something, and then you process it, and then you can decide on how you're gonna handle that situation. Like, are you going to get out of that mindset? Like, if something happens to someone, and like someone goes into debt, for example, like you did, or someone takes out a large amount of money and they become bankrupt, I think it's very hard for your initial reaction to be like, all right, I'm on go mode. Like, you are gonna go down in the dumps. You are gonna have that self-doubt. You are gonna have those negative feelings and emotions, and it's, I think you have to process that. And I think that whole thing of man up comes from that. Like, people want you to process it too quickly rather than process it first and then get on with it. But I also think there's, it's a light rope to tread, because some people process it and take too long and sink themselves deeper, like you said. Or some people try to push it down, and then they try to be, oh, I can get out of this, and try to have that positive mindset, and it's not working immediately, because they didn't handle they didn't process it properly and handle their emotions, they sink even deeper into it. So
All that shit comes up years later.
yeah, I think there's got to be like a grace. Like, if I tell you, I guess if I told you like, hey, I don't feel great about streaming right now, I think that's okay to say. Like, I honestly think if anybody goes through that, hey, I don't think I feel like quitting, it would be insane to be like, bro, like, I can't get where you're coming from, but I think it's also insane to be like, bro, stop being a pussy. Like, get the fuck on with stream, go stream, because I think we all have that sometimes. You see like a, you've had 22 people, you see a five. If you had eight people, you see ones, and you see ones for a while, you're like, well, is it fucking working? But it's what you do after that. It's that after that thought process, after that 48 hours where you're like, man, I feel like quitting, and like, what are you gonna do? How am I gonna improve this actually? What am I gonna incorporate into my streams or into my bio or things that I'm gonna be doing? Or are you just gonna let that keep sinking in? You're gonna let that negative thought go and talk you through to the end. So I always try to give someone a grace period. I'm like, look, listen, do what you gotta do. Feel how you want to feel. While you're not feeling great about it, continue it. So if you stream and you don't like and you're not liking it at the moment, fine, don't enjoy streaming, but still do it. Still do your Tuesdays and Fridays. Still do
What
your
else are you gonna
Wednesdays and
do?
Thursdays. Yeah, still do it, because it might just be that part of the process you're not in love with as well. I think people like playing sports a lot in my life, there's stuff that you're good at and you enjoy the sport. And then they incorporate something, or as you grow older, you have to learn a new technique or a new thing, or you have to adapt. And then you're like, oh, you're really bad at it, and you hate it, and you don't want to do it anymore. But what people don't realize is you might just be hating that portion out of the whole thing. Like, you've been doing it up until that point, and now you don't like it. But you're not looking at the whole timeline. You're hating like a segment, not the whole process. So yeah, I think there's always a grace for
I
that
love
stuff.
that. I love that. It brings me back to a pod I listened to where they talked about enjoying the process, enjoying the pain. Because they said it might have been Kevin Hart actually when he was on Rogan, but said like he was talking about his life being like a book or people's lives being like a book, and he said like you read a book, and it kind of starts with like the intro and things might be all sunshine and daisies. And then you get to like chapter eight and shit starts to go bad. And then you get to chapter 15 and shit gets really fucking dark. And then you get to chapter 20 and you start to see the ascension and you kind of see where the story's going. And then by the end of the book, the guy or woman, whoever, has been victorious. And, whether the couple go off to the sunset together or like, the warrior survives and he's won the war or whatever. And he's like, kind of like, you never read the end of a book and it ends badly. And he said, if you want your life to be victorious, you've got to go through all those chapters to get to that end point where you get to sail off into the sunset or win the war or marry the woman or whatever. And I think you're right, like the process, like you said, like the what, like we've all been through with streaming already, and we've all been streaming what, like between 6 and 9 months. I think this is my 9th month streaming. When we talk about streaming, and we can only pull from that because that's what our business is, that's what we want to do. But we've all thought about quitting. Everyone at some point has thought. I don't think I've thought about quitting, but I've thought, is this my thing? I've never thought about stopping streaming, but I've thought about, am I making the right decision?
I think I've thought about stopping streaming and converting, but not completely stopping and just going back to the fucking mundane life. I think I've thought about, oh, maybe I don't stream, but I try to make content instead. Like I actually try to make YouTube videos or something like that. But yeah, I always end up coming back.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think we've all, I think the reason that we're all friends is we all have a similar mentality, similar mindset in different ways. I'm not saying we're all the same because, no one is, but similar mentalities. And the thing I always call back to when we're getting started off what we're just talking about, but is the whole point of like, what else would we do?
Yeah.
Because I can't go to work, bro. I'm going to work tomorrow and I'm already pissed. And that's what makes this so important to me. Because like this Sunday, the Sunday show we do is like one of the highlights of my week.
Yeah.
Like as it comes up to it, I'm like, because we don't we this is all free flowed more or less. Like anyone that thinks we plan this out must not be listening to the right podcast. Like this is all free flow. But I love that. I love the like the creativity because my streams are planned out, my events are planned out. This is all free flow, so it's as a creative, what an asshole calling myself a creative. But as a creative, like the free flow and there's almost a little bit of nervousness about doing this, of like, are we going to talk for an hour or an hour and a half or however long it's going to be? Because I've got nothing to talk about until like, we get on and do it. But yeah, pulling back to it, it's about enjoying the process, enjoying the hard points. Because I look at my viewership last week for me, I was disappointed with. I'll be real. Like I looked at my views. I was like, "What did I do different? Like, am I fucking up?" And going through that mentality. And I think what a lot of people do who don't have the mindset or maybe don't work on their mindset is that they have a bad week and that shit escalates. Like they let that minute. I mean, that's 1 week. 1 week in 9 months. And I think some people get to that point and don't look at it as being 1 week of in 9 months. They'd look at it and go, "I'm fucking up. It's over. Like I'm not that guy. Like this isn't for me." And then they quit. Like the amount of people that I've seen over the course of the last 9 months quit streaming over views is crazy. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands of people on Twitch. Of course, your views aren't gonna be fucking amazing.
I honestly, when it gets to that point, I can wholeheartedly say I just always think about how Jinxie had one viewer, averaged one viewer for like 3 years,
I didn't know
he literally was streaming, I think virtually, if not every day, virtually almost every day, if not every day, sorry. And yeah, he was averaging one viewer for years, and then he just kept making content, kept streaming, kept at it, and just suddenly blew up almost overnight. Like,
Mm-hmm.
and you just gotta keep thinking, like maybe at the same time you're not doing enough, but also it's okay if you don't want to put in that effort, but at least you now know. But what it's also what you said, like what else would you be doing? If you don't enjoy work, why not fill things that you want to that you like doing right now? And okay, you're not liking it at this specific moment, but you got into it for a reason. So it's always about finding that origin. Like, why did you get into it? Why did you get into it?
The thing is as well, I think when you've taught and it's just bounced off what you just said there, you said something quite pivotal that I want to focus in on is if it's not working, look at why it's not working. But make sure, and you just said it there, make sure you're the reason it's not working. Because can you say you're putting 100% into it? If you can't say that, then the issue probably lies within you. And that's what you need to look at. Then if you can say, I'm putting 100% of myself into it, I'm doing everything I could possibly do, then go and look at your content or whatever it is you're doing. Say you're a fucking carpenter, go and look at your work. Essentially, go and look at your work. Judge that. If you think that's perfect, because I always say to people in streaming, watch your content and ask yourself, would you watch it? If the answer is no, then you need to look at what you can put into it to change it. And then after that, then go look at your analytics and your views. And then you may find the issue. But first of all, like you said just there, look at yourself. If you're not putting 100% of yourself into it, that's fine. That's fine. If you're happy with that, I'm not that person. I am hard on myself so much because I never believe I'm doing enough. Like constantly at war with myself because I never feel anything I'm doing is enough. I always feel like I should be doing more. So I never blame anything external for my views because I know I could do more. But a lot of people, I think a lot of the time, point the finger and kind of look externally and go, I'm not getting views. I saw someone on Twitter the other day. Someone, they put their analytics up and they basically put something like, they didn't put this, but essentially put, great stream, but disappointed that no one came by or some shit like that. I was like, bro, like, for that's how you're going to get views. That's how you're going to get views. That, like, basically calling out all your friends for not
Yeah,
stopping
like
by your
just
stream.
bashing everybody.
Yeah, like, bro. I've got so many amazing friends in this community, especially you boys. And I remember, Ash, you said, not that you apologized, but you said you basically came into the stream. You were like, oh, sorry, I've not been modding, bro. I've been doing blah, blah, blah.
Oh
And
yeah, I came and apologized, yeah.
I was like, bro, like, there is no obligation. You're an amazing friend. You do so much for me. There's never an obligation for you, for you to come and do that. So for this dickhead to go on social media to call out all his friends on Twitter and say, good stream, but shame no one came by. I was like, bro, that's why you're averaging one viewer.
It's
Like, I
that's
can point
kind
it
of
out
wild.
right there. But
It's the attitude, man. It's like the attitude towards it.
it's a blame mentality of blaming everyone else for the shit that you're not doing. Like,
And I also think people, I definitely was maybe not, no, I didn't think it was easy, but I think people look at streaming, look at streamers and be like, oh, I can do that. But I don't think they understand how hard it is to be a Jinxie, how hard it is to be a Kai Cenat, how hard it is to be a TSM Imperial Howl. Like those people, like Kai and Jinxie, for example, are characters. Like they're energetic and they're energetic 24/7. Like you can tell, like off stream, they're kind of low-key like that as well. Probably a little bit downgraded, but it's go mode for them, and they're business minded. They're always saying, "What can I do? What can I do to do this?" They and
so intelligent.
something that's important that I personally can't do sometimes is worrying so much about what people think. Like that, I don't really care about what people think about me, but to extremes like that, like where they are doing whatever it takes to basically make content, like it's something that I personally do struggle with. So it's difficult to be like that. And then on the other side, like people like Imperial Howl, who aren't those personality types, like they're energetic and they're bubbly, but they're not on the extreme side, but they're just super skilled, and they have insights as well, you know. Like there's just something different about them. Like there's so many talented people at different games, but to be a how, like there's something there that people don't understand. They think, oh, I can just sit in a screen and doing. I could copy how bar for bar, word for word, keep up with him. But you're not like he. There's something that you don't have, and I think that's where people come in and they think, well, I'm doing what these guys are doing, so why aren't the numbers coming in for me? But it's like you're not them. Like you're trying to pick off of things rather than use your unique selling points, and you know. You I think that's what everybody needs to do on Twitch. You just need to find your unique selling point, and it might be very similar to other people, but no one can do you better than you. So you just need to constantly, like you said, focus on yourself, focus on like maybe content creating or just whatever your craft is, and getting the word out there and making sure you're reaching the right audience as well. Because
Networking with the right people. Networking with the right people. And it's that's something recently, because as you boys know, like I'm someone that's always on go. Like the targeting your right audience and stuff like that, that's something that I've only recently really started to notice. And I want to be careful how I say this, because I've got amazing friends that produce different content to me. But what I have noticed is a lot of the friends that I have in the community aren't interested in the same things as me. So then I ask myself, why would they watch my content? If let's put it this way, Ash, like, what's a game you're really not interested in? What's a
Call of Duty. No, I'm kidding.
but like I'm trying to think. Disney Dreamlight Valley. Yeah. If you're on Twitch tomorrow and you see one of your friends playing Call of Duty, not even your friends, sorry, not even your friends, but you see someone that you followed because you were in a stream and you followed them to help them get to 50. You see two people, one's playing Apex, one's playing Disney Dreamlight Valley. Chances are you're going to click on the guy playing Apex. And what I've noticed is I've got a lot of friends that aren't interested in COD or competitive gameplay at all. So no wonder I never see them in my stream. Because why would I go and watch someone play something that's not interested in what I'm interested in? So I think it's very important when you get to streaming, and something I've only just learned, to make sure you spend a great deal of your time or your networking time that you set aside in the right communities and the right circles, because that's where I think I've been fucking up my growth a little bit. And I think that is so important to do, is to make sure that you are so, because it's the way I could the only way I could think about it is, if I'm selling, like, say, fucking, this is just my mind going mental, but if I'm selling toilet roll, why would I go to a butcher's to try and sell my product? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and especially if you're in streaming to make a business out of it, because a lot of people, and this is some more bullshit, and I'm calling out you motherfuckers, because you people be lying. I listened to two separate streamers last week talk about the fact they're not in streaming to make money or to make it successful. I'm calling bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on all you motherfuckers.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
I'm calling bullshit on all you motherfuckers. Because streaming's already changed my life. Already changed my life. And why? Yes, because of the amazing relationships I've formed. Of course. But I 100%, bro, 100%. I was over there, and I spoke about this the other day. I was over there on a fucking Chromebook that couldn't download anything because nothing was compatible with how old that Chromebook was. And shout out to my baby mom, because she gave me that shit. But I was over there on a fucking 70-inch TV with a Chromebook in front of me, sat about 20 feet away from my TV playing Call of Duty badly. And now I'm over here with three fucking screens in front of me, a PC, a PlayStation 5, because I was on a beat-up PlayStation 4 before. And this is all funded by Twitch. Everything here was bought by Twitch.
Same.
So don't tell me you're not in it to make money, because that's the only way you change shit, because the world is run by money. So fuck you all. You're all liars. Sorry. That actually just pisses me off, bro. Pisses me off so bad, because you're lying to people, bro. You're lying to people. The social side of it and the friends you make in this community is fucking amazing. The boys,
It's
like Ash and Zaps,
included.
oh, amazing, amazing. Ash and Zaps are two of my closest friends in the community. Like, real fucking people that are honest and have high levels of integrity and are massively supportive. But a lot of you motherfuckers be lying to people. A lot of you motherfuckers be lying to people. And it pisses me off, bro. And I'm calling out everyone, because I'm all about the smoke. Come for me. Come for me. Tag me in your post. Tag me in your post saying, oh, Delhi's in this money. Yes, bro, because I can change people's lives by making money.
100%, 100%, bro. Of course, we're in it for the money. I think everything else is. I think it's where you prioritize it, right? But I think ultimately, why do people rush to get affiliate? Why do people rush to get partner?
This
Because
is what I'm saying, bro. This is what I'm saying.
you don't want partner because you just want to be partner and then you're gonna go. Like
You
you'll
want
be
that
partner.
75% cut?
Yeah, you want more of the moolah, and you want more outreach, and you probably want to have that as your as your career, as your lifestyle, which is absolutely fine. I don't think anybody's gonna, I don't think anybody's gonna gasp if someone was like, yeah, I'm in it to hopefully be a streamer until I like have to retire, right?
Yeah, bro,
But
look
the
at it.
friendships that you make along the way are 100%
Amazing,
part of it.
bro. Amazing.
100%. It's something that maybe you underestimate as well at the beginning. And that's where people are like, oh, I'm not even in it for the money anymore. You're still in it for the money, but you have enjoyed making friends and finding like-minded people and finding people, yeah, just people that you can hang around with on a maybe daily or weekly basis. And as well as the money aspect. And again, maybe your priorities have shifted and you like the social stuff, you like the networking stuff, but it all funnels back down to you want this to probably be your financial freedom.
Yeah, we're all in it financial freedom. And the thing is, you look at our team and our organization that we're building, TMGC, it's built on community. But how do I keep that going and how do I grow that? Through financial aid. The only way I get bigger and make bigger moves and bigger strides is through money. What are my intentions? My intentions are to have a brand and a network that is ha that houses multiple content creators, editors, coordinators, producers. How do I fund that? How do I get better editors? How do I get better producers? How do I get better streamers? Finances. So I'm in it for the money. I am in this for the money. Why?
Is
Because I can change people's lives. You know, the people on my team already give up huge amounts of their time. Through no financial benefit. Do they get followers? Do they get more views? Hopefully along the way we see growth. But what's my end goal? I would fucking love it, bro, and it will happen one day. But the goal is in the next 5 years that I can pay Ash, I can pay Zaps, I can pay Misfit, I can pay Brit, I can pay everyone else for the roles they already play within my organization. And as a byproduct of that, they become more successful. They have their own businesses. They have their own projects. They can have their own, however they want to go. But that's all financially driven, bro. Don't fucking tell me you're not in it for the money because you're a fucking liar.
TMGC is confirmed to be a pyramid scheme. I heard it. I literally, you get richer so you can make two more people richer, and they will in turn make two more people richer.
It's called the trickle-down effect.
The
It's
trickle down.
basic economics. It's
Yeah.
basic capitalism. It's called the trickle-down effect. Fucking
No,
smart individual.
but
But
no,
bro, yeah, I'm sick.
I
I'm just sick of the bullshit, bro. It's
no,
this.
I agree. I think that's what it is, man. We obviously want to do things. We obviously want to give back to maybe not just the people that support us, but you know, the circles or the groups we made, and in turn make more money as well and be able to create more content and stuff like that. So.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure for some people this is just a hobby. So when some people say that, I'm sure they do sort of mean it to an extent.
Oh no,
But
100%. But I think it's only a hobby. That might be a mistake as well. But if you're not trying to push for stuff like partner,
on affiliation.
a push for affiliation, then I can see why you'd think of more so of a hobby. Maybe not even affiliation, because affiliation can be just like a nice goal, because it's more about like, you know, your followers and your viewers and stuff like that. You enjoy like having the community around you rather more so than having the money. If someone's like, I want to be, the end goal is it's a hobby, but if I could get to affiliate, that's great. Like, that's, for me, that doesn't sound like it's like a high end goal. So it would be more of a hobby. But maybe, again, maybe I'm wrong. Just to me, I like shoot for stars. I'm like, I want to be partner. I want that Twitch contract. I want that exclusivity deal. But until then, hopefully I could be bouncing around. But yeah. I just think if you are trying to push for like partner stuff, I think there's probably a monetary incentive behind it. Because as well with affiliate is you could be an affiliate and not see a paycheck for a year, because you got it, you're not pushing for subs, you're not like doing subathons, you're not doing 24-hour streams, you're just like, hey, I'm gonna do these about every hour. I got to affiliate, appreciate you guys. Day continued, nothing
Bro,
changes.
I just, bro. The thing is, and maybe this is my, what's the word? Maybe it's my negative view of like humanity as a whole. Maybe, but I struggle to believe that people don't, that people don't at the end of like a stream or the end of a week or at some point across a month, they don't go and look at their analytics. You know, do the overview thing, the stream summary thing, and then the earnings thing, where you look at. Everybody will do that, and everybody would like to do this. And this isn't me saying they're in it, they want money from everyone. That's that. None of this has been about they're like trying to bleed everyone of their money. But what I'm saying is, everybody, like I said, wants the financial freedom that streaming brings.
What if
If
they
you
already have it, which is why it's a hobby? That's what I mean.
possibly, there are some of those people, and I'm not going to name any, but we all know a couple of people in the community that already have financial freedom. But 95% of the people on Twitch aren't in a position where they're completely financially free, and they
No,
would,
absolutely.
yeah, and they would love to do streaming full time. If you tell me you want to do streaming full time, that means you are in streaming for the money. Saying you're in something for the money isn't a bad thing. Like I said, my dream is to be able to provide for everybody on my team. I want to be the head of TMGC. And then everyone underneath that umbrella, you know, will have, you know, like we say, I shall be
VP.
VP there.
Get in.
But what I'm saying is, we have that, the pyramid scheme. Everybody eats. So me saying I'm in it for the money, is that a bad thing? Is it
No.
bad? No, because I can change motherfucking people's lives, which is exactly. I can buy my mom a house. I can move around the hood. I can put my son's mother in a beautiful fucking property. I can fucking buy my all my boys fucking Rolex. Fucking Aiden Ross going buying fucking iShow Speed a fucking £250,000 fucking Patek Philippe, bro. Ash, imagine, bro, it's your birthday and me and you go, me, you and the rest of TMGC go out for drinks, and then like, bro, imagine me handing you a box with £250,000 watch,
You know I'm
bro. That'd
cussing
be
you out,
beautiful,
right? You
bro.
know I'm cussing you out,
Of
though.
course. But bro, imagine me and you sat at that table, bro, going, do you remember like when we're fucking sat like streaming to fucking six people? And now look at us, bro. Bro, don't tell me that it's a bad thing for me to be in this for the money. Fuck you and your mother.
It.
Bro, I hate it. I just hate the fake bullshit, bro. It like pisses me off. This is getting clipped up, bro, because I'm ready to piss some people off on Twitter tomorrow.
Do it. Fucking do it.
Bro, I'm so angry, bro. I get so angry. This nicey. Oh, I'm not in this for the money. Fuck you, bro. Fuck you. We live in a capitalist society. Everyone's in it for the money, bro. I go to work
Money
for the
is.
money. I stream for the money.
Money's fucking everything,
Bro,
bro.
I'm looking to change people's lives with money.
Okay, I have one final question
Go on,
then
bro, because
regarding
we're
that.
running on. We were gonna This is gonna be an hour, bro. We've already been streaming for an hour and 10 minutes.
Do you think that money buys happiness?
I believe it provides a pathway to happiness. Financial freedom provides a pathway for happiness. Unfortunately, so because of the way society is, and it's never going to change. We don't live in a trade by trade society anymore, where I can give you seashells and you can give me fucking eggs. We live in a capitalist society, so money is a gateway to happiness. It's a
So is
gateway to
money only a
freedom.
gateway to happiness for first world countries? Because there are people in, like, for example, Jamaica, it's got its pros, it's got its cons, but I think some people like the simplicity of life. It can be dangerous sometimes, but you see more of the upside from a simplistic life. Do you think that money is, I mean, I do believe that if those people had more money to be able to do some of the things they want, they would
That's what I was
take
gonna
it.
say.
But do you think it's the ultimate happiness? Like Bob Marley said, you know, do I have to be rich? Am I rich because I have a lot of money in the bank, or because I'm happy, you know?
No, we see billionaires all the time commit suicide. You know, Wall Street fucking tradespeople that are on millions of pounds a month climb the tallest building and jump off it. I believe two things. One, money does provide the pathway to happiness, but mindset also provides them. the pathway to happiness. So those two things align, and this is why I am so heavy on educating the mind. And we've spoken about books and shit. I'm not going to get into all that shit. But I am someone who was completely, and we'll get into this at some point, and we've talked about it a bunch of times, but I really want to do an interview with Ash just because I believe it brings out the best in me. That sounds gay as fuck. I'm someone who and I'm not, don't draw this out. I'm someone who was in an incredibly dark place for so long, so fucking long. And it wasn't until I started exercising my mind and my mindset and reading and educating myself on why I was feeling those ways did I start to become happy. And I'm still not happy, bro. I struggle with my mental health every day. But I believe through self-education and financial benefits, you can get to true happiness. Unfortunately, I don't live in Taiwan, where, and the reason I say that is Hobson, who's a rapper, if you don't know him, go check him out. He moved to Taiwan and he was like, it's the happiest I've ever been. Haven't bought clothes in like fucking 6 years or whatever it was, 6 years, but years. It was during COVID. Haven't bought clothing in years. I wear the same shirt every day, more or less. I wear the same pair of pants every day. I walk to the fucking nearest store on foot, barefoot. Like, I have nothing apart from the house I live in. And I've never been happier. But unfortunately, we don't live in Taiwan or Jamaica. Like,
That's what I
so
mean. Is it more a perspective of like
it's our
once you've lived
surroundings.
in a first world country, or is it the case of you think? Because I honestly think money is the solution and problem to the world. Like it's whatever you make it. It's however much you value it. Like if you put money over everything, money over your health, family, you're not going to be happy. But if you put it as a means to get to, improve your family life, improve your health, then if you use it as a tool rather than let it take over and encompass your goal. Because I think that the problem is as well, especially if you're driven, once you get to like 100, say you just want to earn £100, say you want to earn £100 from Twitch, the next month you're not going to want to earn 100. Or maybe you will, but in a couple of months you're going to be like, all right, I've been getting 100 for a while now, I want more. But if you're like, I need money because I want to do this, this, and this, I think even that mentality is bad because you're now saying you need it to do certain things, which is inevitable in some cases. Like if I want to go on a plane, I'm going to need money. But to travel and see like nature, if I want to go and see nature, or I'm saying I want to go to a hot country, it's possible that other means you can like penny pinch and save and stuff. But I think everybody wants the luxury, so it's again how you. I don't know how where I'm going with this, but it's more so how
I know
you
it's
view
in.
money and how you use it as a tool, and if you're gonna make it better yourself, or if you're just gonna let it take over you and come and be your everything.
I think what you were saying there, and maybe this is a bit more concise, but I believe the really like you said, the relationship with money. So if it's a tool, but it's not a necessity, because for a good year before I started streaming, I was like, I can't stream yet until I've got a fucking a computer.
A decent
And
PC,
yeah. But what I did instead is and this was through a David Goggins quote, but it was just essentially like, whatever you want to do it. Do it. You don't have find a way to do it. Whatever it is you want to do, just start it and then
Agreed.
come up. Then come up. And I think the relationship with money is the same thing. It's a tool. So how do I grow my business? And this is where I say that I do this for the money. The way I grow it is in several ways, and one of those ways is financially. Because with finances, then we can get better equipment, we can get better tools, we can get people on board. I would imagine we had an editor to this who could collect clips for us. We'd probably grow faster, wouldn't we?
Yeah, probably.
But how do we get an editor? We'd have to pay them. So we have to earn money. Granted, I'm sure if we could get this sponsored and someone could pay X amount every stream, we could offer someone X amount to clip, to watch it back, watch an hour and a half content and clip it up for us.
100.
That'd be one of the first things we would probably do to invest in the podcast. So it's a gateway. And again, this is my point I'm getting to. But in terms of the money, once you get money, and I call it a pathway, is because then you can move to Jamaica and choose to live completely free of any material products, any like, anything. But you need the money first to be able to move to Jamaica. I can't pack up now and move to Jamaica tomorrow. Because one, I'd have to buy a plane ticket. Two, I'd have to be legally allowed to leave the country. That's a joke. That's a joke. And three, you'd have to be able to buy some property. It would be inexpensive, but if my goal, like you were talking about making the first £100, but if my goal was to hit £100,000 and then move to Jamaica, I could do that easily. You could buy a fucking a big or a decent sized house anyway in Jamaica in a fairly safe area and live financial freedom for the rest of your life and do whatever you want to do out there. But you need that gateway. Mine isn't. My goal is to move to the States or well I've got two. The States or South France, it'd be one of those two. Probably both. But well
South of France,
Bro,
that was
bro, bro,
dumb.
no. Because the only time I've been abroad in my entire life, I was 6 years old. I went to the south of France, bro. The fucking vineyards out there and shit like that, bro. I'm fucking
That was a
beautiful,
spanner in my words. Holy shit, I thought he was
bro.
gonna say like South America.
No. South America would be lit as well, but that place is fucking dangerous. I watched a documentary on the cartels down there. That shit is wild, bro. That shit is wild. But yeah, my dream is to move out to the States because obviously that's the entertainment capital of the world. Move out there and build the brand and grow it further and have all the podcasts and the shows and everything and build it up. I need finances to do that. And the pathway is making money on Twitch, getting sponsored, getting endorsement deals, growing people. Because again, like the people management side of things is something that I really will that I that is one of my biggest passions is to find content creators I believe in. Like I said about Zaps, who's been amazing with his contributions today. But like Zaps, who I believe is a star. Like I truly believe, I've said this to him a bunch of times. I truly believe he has all the talent to become an amazing content creator. He's wildly entertaining. But it's to find people I believe in and grow them and get them on a 90-10 deal.
90-10. Oh my God.
I'm joking. I'm
I joined
joking.
a pyramid scheme. Sorry,
No, I've
man.
always said Ash, just so people know, I think me and you spoke about this. I also spoke about this with LaRazza, who I've not seen in a long time, but I hope he's doing well. He created the logo I've got on my channel. But
Charaza.
I said to him, and I think I've had the conversation with you before, is that one thing about TMGC and one of the things I want is that I'm not bothered about getting people on deals and stuff like that as we grow. Like I believe by blowing someone up or helping someone grow, that creates something that no amount of finances can fund. Like, and that is a true intention of what we're building in terms of the talent side of the business, is that I believe if we can find the right talent and grow them and they blow up and we're simply associated with them in aiding them, that is something finances can't buy. Rafa said it. Rafa came on my birthday stream and he said that he wouldn't have got affiliated nearly as fast if it wasn't for TMGC. Like that for me, keep your money. Keep
Yeah.
at that point, fuck the money. I don't give a shit about it. Telling me and publicly saying it in front of 150 people like he did, that our brand was the reason he got affiliated so fast. That shit is fuck the money. At that point, that's all I need to hear because that means we're doing something right. I love it. I love it.
Love that. I love that. That's a way to end it too on that
I was
light
just about
note.
to say that's what I was
That's
about to
a
say. That's how we
banger.
go out. That's how we go out.
Let's go, bro. All right, that was another episode of Real Talk, episode 11. We'll be out on Wednesday, posting this on YouTube, posting it on the audio platforms. You already know. If you don't know, get to know. Make sure you hit the follow button, the subscribe button on our old YouTube page as well. What are we on right now in terms of people? Do you have a rough idea?
We've got 20 followers, 20 subscribers. The streams are lit though. Like and this is baby steps, but we're averaging, I think, roughly around 50 views a pod on YouTube alone.
Can we
So
get it? Can we get an average of 60 next week
there we go.
and hopefully 35 subscribers on YouTube? Let's do that. And we are also on again Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. So hit your boys up, Denimi18, and Rage Nanashi, and Xavier Zaps. And Delhi hit us with the punchline.
Appreciate you all, guys. That was a Real Talk podcast. We motherfucking out here. Peace.